Prince Charles leads touching tributes to his remarkable mother, Queen Elizabeth II. By Nathaniel Charles on February 6, 2022. The Prince of Wales has led the tributes to the Queen following her remarkable achievement of serving her subjects for 70 years as the British monarch. The 6th of February 2022 marks 70 years since Queen Elizabeth II's accession to the throne. A statement released this morning by her son and heir to the throne, Prince Charles, began the tributes to the Queen for her incredible record of service. Charles celebrated the Queen's devotion to the welfare of all her people as well as the admiration held for the monarch by the people of Britain, the realms and the Commonwealth, which grows greater with each passing year. The Prince of Wales also highlighted that Britain's first-time platinum jubilee for a monarch was unprecedented and hoped it brings an opportunity for us all to come together in celebrating the service of the Queen, by whose example we will continue to be led in the years to come. Queen Elizabeth II's reign began when she was just 25 on 6 February 1952, following the untimely death of her father King George VI. The Queen became the first monarch in over 200 years to take the throne while abroad, as she received the tragic news about her father while on a royal tour in Kenya, a nation that remains a member of the Commonwealth of Nations to this day. In his touching tribute, the Prince of Wales also stated he and his wife Camilla were deeply conscious of the honor represented by the Queen's decision to allow Camilla to hold a Queen title upon Charles' expected future succession, with the head of state granting Camilla the title of Queen Consort. "When, in the fullness of time, my son Charles becomes king, I know you will give him and his wife Camilla the same support that you have given me," the Queen wrote on the eve of the 70th anniversary of her accession. "And it is my sincere wish that, when that time comes, Camilla will be known as Queen Consort as she continues her own loyal service," she continued. This move helped to clarify the potential ambiguity around what title Camilla would hold as she is Charles' second wife, after his divorce from Princess Diana.